T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
I don't care what they think about me. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they think if you're leaving. I'm gonna beg you to stay. I don't care if they start to avoid me.
You don't know the lyrics, do you?
I don't.
You know somebody doesn't know the lyrics when all the other
being
going...
Being with you. I know that part.
And I don't... Will we go? Don't.
I found a couple stories that will make you smile today.
All right. Ready?
This is from Channel 9. My husband just tweeted this. It says, leave it to Chiefs Kingdom to create a traffic jam in rural Missouri. Have you heard about this?
No. What happened?
Chiefs fans lined up today for a chance to get that limited edition bottle of Chateau milk. They're doing like a Chiefs cherry chocolate.
It's like cherry chocolate.
Yeah, Chateau. There were so many fans. The Clinton County Sheriff's Office is warning of roads being packed about a mile north and south of the farm.
Oh, wow.
If you're traveling on 33 Highway north by Chateau Farms, be aware. The roadway is packed with cars about a mile north and south. People are standing in long lines to get a bottle of the milk. Please drive carefully. Only 18,000 bottles are available.
Why are they... Wait. Why are they selling it in Clinton County?
Well, that's where the farm is. You can probably later get... We buy Chateau milk, and we buy ours at... our grocery store has it.
Mm-hmm. It was on sale today, available today at the farm.
At the farm, okay.
Tomorrow, you can get it at your store.
Got it.
So. Now, I worry my mother is in that line. You just don't know with that woman.
Did she get the red velvet milk that came out after the AFC game?
Oh, I'm sure she did. I mean, she's crazy McCrazy fan. You know that.
Pour that on your Mahomes crunch.
Give me the phone.
And then, no. No, you're not calling that woman?
Give me the phone right now. We haven't talked to her since they won the Super Bowl.
That woman. Oh, my goodness.
Has she just lost her mind?
Yeah. Chris gave her some of the confetti from the field the other day, and she's talking about going in and getting it laminated.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Scott, have you ever thought about just writing her number down so you don't have to...
He could just put it in his phone, but that's okay. Poor mother.
Just be nice to me. But I've been so called easy. Fat, and I don't know anything about fashion.
You're low-hanging fruit.
You are. People are in a mood. I actually have an explanation
for that.
Another
fat joke, Dan?
Please answer me. Oh, it's Wednesday. She's at the bar.
Oh,
Big Juicy, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey. Oh, what are y'all doing?
Well, we haven't talked to you since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Oh, you. What's going on?
What is up, girl?
What's up? Did Dana give you your Christmas present?
Yes, she did. Thank you very much. It was very sweet.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll be listening to those CDs tonight, especially Conway Twitty.
good.
Hey, what's going on with, what are you doing after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I heard you got some confetti from the field.
Oh, my God. I have confetti, and one of the white pieces, you know, the white pieces are tweets. Oh, my God. The tweet they gave me is from Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't know. There's probably, you know, they probably made lots of copies. It's probably not the only one in the world. But, I'm putting it in a little frame. I've got a cute little frame. I'm going to put it in. I'm going to put the red and the gold confetti all around it. And then I'm going to have the just Patrick Mahomes little white one right there in the center.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. How many T-shirts have you bought?
I've only got four. But one I already had.
You've only got four Super Bowl winning T-shirts?
Well, I bought one for a friend, but it is too small for her.
So it hit me, so I kept it.
I mean, are you on cloud nine, or where are you?
Oh, my God. Well, you know how much I love Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God. Right? You worship that guy like almost as if he's Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes, yes. And so, that confetti just is just the greatest thing. Oh,
I mean,
my
to
God,
think,
so
to think Big Juicy. Wait, think about this.
Yeah.
As Patrick Mahomes is raising that trophy into the air, that confetti was within 50 yards of him.
I know it. Oh my God. You just have no idea how happy I am with this confetti. It's just, it made my day.
Well,
did you get any confetti?
We are happy. You are happy.
Beg your pardon?
Did Chris Katz bring you any confetti?
He did. Yes, he did.
Good.
She threw it away.
I did not.
She better not, because I asked her if I could have some more, and she said she didn't have any more.
Bring that woman some more confetti.
She asked me the other day, she goes, now how much of that do you have? And I go, well, how much do you need?
Oh, because I was going to give some friends.
No, you weren't. No, you're lying. You are lying.
She's going to roll around on it on her bed.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, come over here. I'm rolling around in confetti. And I'm naked.
Oh, stop it. God, you always take it too far. Honey.
Really? I do?
We are happy. We are happy. You are happy.
Oh, I am so happy. Thank you so much.
So let's do a quick lightning round. You ready?
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
What? Yeah,
It's only one question.
Okay.
Is Patrick Mahomes a great quarterback or the greatest quarterback of all time?
The greatest quarterback that has ever lived in the history of football.
I've heard her say
it. No one will ever match him. No one will ever match him.
Are you obsessed, Big Juicy?
You can mark my word on that.
Maybe she's been drinking some of that
now,
chocolate.
Big Juicy.
Cherry milk.
I'm not saying we could do this. But if we could arrange a meeting between you.
Do not even say that.
I'm just.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying we can do it. I haven't even gotten started yet.
Oh, my God.
But
there better be an ambulance nearby because I'll pass out. Okay?
All right. So if we
I
could.
I have padding around me so I don't hurt myself.
If we could arrange a meeting between you and Patrick J. Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
You would lose your mind.
Oh, my. He wouldn't even be safe.
What? What would you do to him?
I just don't know. I don't know. I don't trust myself.
She'd put him on a plate and sop him up with a biscuit.
When she...
What did you just say?
Y'all excited?
Hey, simmer down. Simmer down.
We love you. Goodbye. We are hanging up the phone now.
No, I have the phone, and I will hang it up when I'm ready. Is he a vow breaker?
No. She's old enough to be his grandmother. Oh, God, she hung up.
She hung up on us.
I think she passed out. I told you not to call her.
Well, if she's in line up at the Shadow Farm, then... Cell service may not be that good.
Call or text her.
What if she just passed out because you said that?
I didn't. I said if we could. I didn't say we could. I said if we could.
I mean, if she passed out, she wouldn't have hung up, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
Text her back. Just make sure she's okay. Please.
I will.
Bye.
Good Lord. There's a
getting
thing,
her all hot and bothered.
There's a thing in the news this week called a happiness hangover, and they say that most Chiefs fans have come down from this, and we're all having this happiness hangover. My mother is not one of them. She is still celebrating that win.
She is still high.
Oh, yeah.
She's something.
Four T-shirts already? I don't even have one.
She is a super fan.
Only three, one of which she already had before the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's like $90 in t-shirts.
576-7798. This is a survey of 2,000 Americans who examine the emotions and attributes that make people feel self-conscious about their own appearance. It revealed that 59% of Americans, 59% of Americans do not feel comfortable in their own skin. The survey uncovered that what ultimately killed respondents' confidence included overall body image, skin issues, ill-fitting clothes, and social media. It was conducted by One Poll on behalf of Massage Envy. Results found even memories from childhood have long-term effects on self-esteem. 46% of respondents experienced skin problems in their youth. Read that zits, probably, mostly. And of those, 81% admitted it still plagues their confidence today. And people are so desperate to never have a breakout again that they go to extreme lengths to keep their skin permanently clear. 37% of respondents would relive high school or never eat chocolate again.
Wow.
While 35% would be even willing to lay down $1,000 cash every year to change the way that they feel about their previous time.
Well, but couldn't you say that about everything that you went through at age 13? Don't we carry that baggage with us throughout life, as I much know, therapy as you go through?
I think you do.
Oh, I know you do. You do. Sure you do. After the car wreck, those comments, I know they stung and stuck with you.
Yeah, they did. Scarface.
Yes. Yeah. And so I wonder if this study is more about just that time in your life where you are so self-conscious, and it also happens to be the time that if you're going to get acne or someone's going to make fun of you for the way you look or the way you dress, we carry that with us, some more than others.
Do you carry it with you?
Yes. I've always carried that with me.
See, I don't, for the most part. I mean, I still remember the Scarface comments and stuff like that, but I always look back on high school and early college, well, college in general, I guess, as a pretty good time in my life. I would gladly go back to high school. I enjoyed high school. I loved it. You did not. You hated high school. You loved college.
Now, my mom always says she thinks I look backward instead of with rose-colored glasses, with darker glasses than they should be. She's like, you had a great high school experience.
Yeah, I think she's probably right.
It probably wasn't as bad as I've, over the years, built it up to be. I wouldn't want to go back to that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think...
What was wrong with high school for you? Because I enjoyed high school. Even the dumb Scarface remarks, I still enjoyed high school.
I didn't like who I was in high school. I didn't like who the people around me were. I just didn't like anything about it. I just remember knowing I had to leave that city. I did not want to end up in that city. And there's nothing wrong with that city. My mom and dad are there. My brother's there. My nephews and niece.
Topeka's not that
great. Well, I'm just saying, I knew that I did not want to...
You didn't want to spend the rest of your life in Topeka.
And it wasn't a horrible high school experience. I just didn't love it. And I really loved college. But when you talk about the self-conscious aspect, even as adults, regardless of what happened to you in your childhood, the media makes all of that so much worse. And I do think it's worse for women, that you've got to be thinner. You've got to be taller. You have to look a certain way. You have to dress a certain way. All of those things. And for men, too. We saw a study the other day, Scott, about men and self-care products. Mm-hmm. That industry has gone through the roof.
Mm-hmm. It has.
You have to have thicker hair. You can't have gray in your beard. You know, you don't want a dad bod. All of those things.
I got both of those things.
Well, now a dad bod is actually...
Is that hip now?
Yeah, the stigma has changed.
It has?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Right?
Thank God.
You work out, right?
Stop.
This says top confidence killers, and number one is overall body image. And it's 68% say they have it.
Dan, you're a good-looking guy.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're relatively physically fit.
I'm much more physically fit now than I was 15 months ago.
Do you have any body images?
Sure.
What would you fix?
Oh, well, I mean, if I could get out the scalpel and repair it all, I'd trim my torso down in a certain way.
You can do that, you know.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, but you got to go to the doctor, and it costs thousands of dollars, and you never know if it's really going to work.
Answer the question. You don't have a scalpel, and you can't fix your torso. What would you fix?
Oh, gosh.
Would you want washboard abs?
Well, I don't really need those, but a little slimming down, and I'm working on that, actually.
But why do we all still, at our age, worry about it? And real quick, I was going through old photos last night because I have a graduating senior, and I'm trying to find photos for her for the, you know, trifold and all that stuff. And I found an old photo of me in a bikini on a beach. I was probably 20 years old. And I very specifically remember and can tell you that I felt like I was fat on that day.
Then?
And Scott, I'm telling you, I could not have been a buck 10. And I remember thinking I didn't like the way I looked. What is that? Because I look at that now and I go, oh my gosh.
If you could go back to, and we got to get to the news. If you could go back to any year and say, I want that Dana Wright back, as far as your body is concerned, what would it be?
45.
You are 45.
I know.
So you're comfortable in your own skin.
I'm more comfortable than I have been, yes.
I'm the same way.
I wouldn't want to go back to 20s. Oy.
Why? I'm talking body image. Not.
I don't know, because I was pregnant for 12 years, probably.
But you weren't pregnant at 20.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want your 20-year-old
but
body
I
back?
I think I'm more comfortable at age 45 than I was at age 20, and that's screwed up. This photo last night, I was like, damn, I looked good, but I remember thinking I didn't.
But would you want that body back?
No.
I would want 21-year-old Scott Parks back. Body-wise. Not brain-wise, body-wise.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan.
An overwhelming majority of Americans say they are not comfortable in their own skin. I would agree with that.
Listen to this. Preschoolers, Scott, form body images, but parents are unaware. That, according to a new study by a professor of social work and medicine at the University of Illinois. Preschoolers may express awareness about body image issues, but their parents may miss opportunities to promote positive body image formation in their children because parents believe them to be too young to have these concerns. And an eating disorder and body image expert led the study. She says children form their opinion, positive or negative, far earlier than many parents expect and largely outside of parental awareness. That does not surprise me at all. It may not be as, you know, in your face as it is during your teenage years, but I think children at 3, 4, 5 pick up on things. It's why, as women, we are told to try to avoid saying things like, oh, I feel so fat in these jeans, you know, to try to avoid saying those things in front of the children.
From the text line, Scott, you are in the minority. No one, all caps, no one enjoyed high school unless you peaked in high school, which might explain why you enjoyed it so much. Okay. I enjoyed high school. I did not enjoy college.
I don't necessarily agree with that because I have friends who really enjoyed their high school experience, but they also enjoyed their college experience. I think it's different for everyone.
And I should rephrase and correct that. I didn't dislike college. College was fine. I enjoyed my high school career. And if that makes me crazy or weird or whatever, I'm sorry. That's not to say I wasn't picked on in high school. God knows I was. I got in my only fight in high school, which means I was picked on by somebody who wanted to fight me. But I didn't hate high school. I enjoyed it.
I want to read this study because it also says in the body of this story that if you are a parent and you constantly tell, say, your daughter that she's beautiful or cuter than other children, as some parents in this study reported, that also can have the opposite of the intended effect, increasing a child's dissatisfaction with their body. So I don't know what the answer is, especially as, you know, we're trying not to project our own images on our kids, but I think we all end up doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, when I call Maya, for example, she's 15, when she answers the phone, I always say, hey, beautiful. Is that wrong?
No, I don't think it's wrong. But I think if you're focusing on that with much younger children, the study says that could have the opposite effect of what you think it would.
DJ in Oklahoma. Hello, DJ.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Have a couple comments. First one, God created our image, so we should not be, you know, questioning what he gave us. He gave us life in our image, so that is something to embrace.
But you choose to either live a healthier or unhealthier lifestyle, do you not, DJ?
Yes.
Well, absolutely. Everybody has that choice. God gives you that choice. And so it's a matter of how you want to look, but at least we have life. So that is good. And I've got to tell my high school moment.
Okay.
So, you know, I grew up in the 70s, so I had a 78 Chevy Monza, and my girlfriend and I had blemishes, would spend our lunch hour back in my 78 Monza, and we wouldn't eat lunch, if you know what I mean.
Oh, DJ, I think we do.
Believe I know what you mean.
So, you know, even if you have blemishes in high school, it's not, you know, you have to accept it. And it's, you know, as you get older, you realize how silly it was. I was self-conscious. That's just my message today.
Okay.
When you say blemishes, right, you had a lot of zits, or were you pockmarked, or what?
I personally, no, but, you know, you always had that one pop-up that just annoyed you. So it wasn't like I was full, you know. And God bless, you know, my brother-in-law was, but he married my sister because he was in love, you know. And to this day, he you know, it was just part of him. So yeah,
I think I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think 90% of your issues as an adult.
Are you talking to me?
Yep. When it comes to this type of stuff, comes directly from how all of these things were handled in your childhood. So that if you were around people that made fun of people who had acne or made fun of people for their weight, or if you are the daughter or son of a parent who talked constantly about weight, I think you end up carrying that with you throughout your life. And I'm not saying my mom and dad did those things, but I do remember my mom always dieting. And I don't know how I processed that at age 5 or 8 or 10 or 12.
What did that mean to you that your mom?
I don't know. I just know that she would go to Weight Watchers, and I'd be like, you know, I don't. What I think is
Did that affect you?
What I'm saying is, I think it affects everybody. Even if you don't at the time realize it.
That your mom in her 30s was going to Weight Watchers. You're saying that somehow affected you later in life?
Well, because what they say today is it's okay to want to live a healthier lifestyle, but you kind of have to be a little bit careful how it's presented to children. And I would say certainly preteens and teens, because you don't want them to think that they have a negative body image or that something is good or not good or right or not right.
I understand, but you brought up your mom going to Weight Watchers. How did that affect you? You brought it up.
I don't know that it did, other than I definitely remember that kind of always being a thing. I'm not saying it was a bad thing, but I remember, well, she must not be thrilled with the way she looks after baby number two or whatever.
Did that make you weight conscious?
I don't know, because I always have been, and so I don't know. And so I always tried with my daughters, and I should say this, I should try equally with my sons, but especially with daughters, to really not complain about that stuff or talk about that stuff, because you don't want them having those issues.
You know, in this country, we are obsessed with
youth
and the idealism.
And
we're
obsessed with weight, too.
Well, because we want to achieve, we have access to everything. We can do anything we want in this country, but we are always trying to achieve that youthfulness again and the idealness of it all. And it's that beautiful, sun-kissed, toned body that we envision and pair that.
Before we turned 48.
Right.
And
but even now, we still, many of us, not everybody,
no,
of course not.
I'm with you on this.
Many of us want to have that again because we want to be attractive.
But when I had it, Dan, I didn't think in my mind I had it. And that screwed up.
Right.
When I had youth and, you know, 2% body fat or whatever it was, I still remember not thinking that I looked very good. And that is screwed up.
Well, and where are you getting those messages from?
I don't know.
I think a lot of it is personal, like caring personally. Because if you learn to not care what other people think,
right,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You are who you are. And so we get caught up in our teen years of thinking that everybody's looking at us.
Yeah, but
and until we realize they're not.
But Sam,
right,
with all due respect.
Sam's right.
And he is right. But with all due respect, you're also 22 years old, 6'4", and skinny. And we're not.
And you know how much I got made fun of for being a freaking beanpole? I still get made fun of it. For it.
I want to continue this when we come back, because it's fascinating to me. And I will say this, I was in Target the other day, and all of the huge images, like, I mean, like 20 feet by 10 feet images in the women's lingerie section, Scott, mm-hmm, are now women of all shapes, ages, sizes, colors. And I stopped and I looked and I thought, well, there's something.
576-7798, 576-7798, we're at Bogey's Windy City Pub this Friday from 2 to 6. Be an honor and a privilege to spend that time with you, 133rd and State Line in South Leawood. When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, we're going to be at Bogey's on Friday afternoon. Love to hang out with you guys. Should have listened to the plate, says the story here from the New York Daily News. A Kentucky man was awarded $150,000 by a judge after his request for a license plate that read, "I'm God," was denied by the state. Benny Hart, who is an atheist, drove around Ohio for more than a decade with his I'm God license plate. Naturally, he was surprised when he moved across the border to Kentucky in 2016 and the state's transportation cabinet denied his request for a bluegrass state version of his cheeky motto. Hart's request was denied because, quote, it was not in good taste and would create a potential for distraction to other drivers.
Who gets to decide what's in good taste?
Hart filed a lawsuit on First Amendment grounds with the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU, and he won. He didn't just win. He won $150,000.
For what?
To allow such plates as I'm for God and love God, but reject I'm God, belies viewpoint neutrality. Regardless, the court concludes that in this case, it is an unreasonable and therefore impermissible restriction on Mr. Hart's First Amendment rights. Following the ruling, Hart was able to get his preferred license plate that reads, I'm God. Mm-hmm. And last week, a federal judge ordered the transportation cabinet to pay Hart $150,715.50 in attorney fees and $491.24 in litigation fees.
Wow. Now, you know someone decides. You can have this, you cannot have this. You cannot have a certain combination of letters and or numbers that look like letters that spell certain things in every state.
How come the state of Kansas, which does three numbers, three letters,
mm-hmm.
will allow 666, but they won't allow KKK?
I had 666.
I would never, ever drive around in a car.
We lived in Topeka.
I know.
What's wrong with 666?
It's the zip code there. I mean, when Joe brought it home, I was like, okay, haha, 666. You're the devil. Put it on the car. How much was it?
You're the devil.
What's interesting about this is he's claiming religion.
No, he's claiming First Amendment.
Do you guys remember the story about the Kansas license plate that was spotted in California with JAP on it that started a lawsuit?
Yes. Because they wanted that removed, and mm-hmm. I believe they were successful in removing it. We got to come back and talk about this, because I think he should be allowed to have it. I don't think it's a distraction any more than a stupid bumper sticker would be, or, you know, a license plate where you're in traffic going, now, wait, what are they trying to make that? They're missing some letters. Mm-hmm. I think that is no more of a distraction that says, I'm God, than something that you're sitting in traffic trying to decipher.
It's a distraction to the person back in the office who holds certain beliefs, and they see this written as a.
But that's my question. Does that person just get to decide? That's why they lost this lawsuit.
Just give him his license plate. Don't give him $150,000.
Well, he had attorney's fees. Who'd he hire?
Some good attorneys.
Yeah, right? Say,
the whole team.
How bad do you want that license plate?
Oh, man.
He hired Lathrop and Gage.
What is your favorite license plate that you've ever seen?
I saw one today that just said love fishing.
I saw one on the back of a Hummer in California that had a heart, which I didn't know was possible, and then said less, so heartless.
I didn't know you could have a heart.
I didn't know that either, but I have a picture of it.
I want one of those. Hang on, Texter, from 7701. Let me double check what you just wrote, and I'll see if I can read that on the air when we get back. Hey, we need to do terrible jokes today.
Okay.
Worst joke Wednesdays?
Yeah, we're going to do worst joke Wednesdays. Can you do that, Dan?
Sure, I can give it a shot.
Do you know how to do it?
Do I have to come up with my own?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Do you know how to do it?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we'll do that at, 4:45? This afternoon, we'll do Worst Joke Wednesday.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
Yo Mama and Chuck Norris allowed?
Yo Mama and Chuck Norris jokes are encouraged.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Definitely Yo Mama jokes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.